the highest court of the Methodist Church has taken two actions that leave unsettled the issue of gays in the church. The court has ruled that practicing homosexuals cannot be ordained ministers, but the court also ruled that it can't revisit the acquittal of an openly lesbian minister. Karen Dahman was acquitted of breaking church law in March, even though she told her bishop she was gay. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports from Pittsburgh.
As the 1,000 or so delegates filed into the convention center, they passed by a long row of men and women wearing rainbow stoles made by parents of gay children.
Good morning. You're a beloved child of God.
At this national convention of the United Methodist Church, homosexuality is front and center. On Tuesday morning, Margaret Mallory introduced legislation to soften the church's stance that homosexual practice is incompatible with Christian teaching. She suggested adding the words, "We understand that Christians disagree."
More than any other issue facing our church, this issue has been the proverbial thorn in our collective sides, and we have exposed our wounds to the world.
But Samuel Quire of Liberia and Joy Nye of Ohio stood to oppose any change in church doctrine.
I don't think the United Methodist Church can license people to go to hell. The church must not condone the practice of homosexuality.
It isn't that we do not love people. We love everyone that is here. But we do have to stand for something.
Janet Owinger said Methodists should stand for inclusion, but she said gays are not welcomed by the church.
I look to the day when we will truly be Christ bearers in this world, not for our own sake, but for the sake of the gospel and for the sake of our children. You have got to be taught to hate and to fear. Day after day, year after year, it's got to be drummed in your dear little ear.
Neither emotion nor singing carried the day for gay activists. The delegates voted to retain the church's traditional stand on homosexuality and its ban on practicing gay clergy by wide margins. These votes surprised no one. What everyone had been holding their breath for was the Karen Dahman decision. When Dahman, an openly gay minister in Ellensburg, Washington, was acquitted of breaking church law, many United Methodists were stunned. On Tuesday, the Judicial Council ruled that the Dahman jury was wrong, but that the court could not do anything about it. But it also ruled that from now on, openly practicing gays could not be ordained. Bishop Janice Rigel-Tuohy.
The situation forward is quite clear. The situation with Reverend Dahman is a little less clear.
It's not clear because the court did not say what would happen if Dahman asked to be appointed to another church. Huey says she can't be tried again for being an openly practicing lesbian, though any bishop who appoints her might be put on trial for disregarding church law. Now gay rights activists say that the United Methodist Church will splinter as a result of the decisions this week. Others say that taking a more liberal line would hurl the church towards schism. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Pittsburgh.